Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
It's a lovely day because Gavin Morris turned up the nice weather to come in. But no, that's an official lie. He has no control over the weather. He likes to tell you that he does, but he does. Oh, here's Gavin Morris in the studio. Good morning.
Riding the bike, the scooter, and we had to do it to ensure that we could get a park close at hand.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a problem like that, isn't it? You're very, very low on microphone. Can you get a little bit closer? I'm not used to you.
Closer,
yeah, okay. I'm wondering what's happening there.
Yeah,
we might
okay,
have
there
you.
We go. Is that a little
okay,
bit
that's
a,
little bit. I'm going to get you two to share a microphone because, Gavin, we have a problem with you.
Yeah,
here we go. You got a problem with me. Todd's not the first person to have a problem with me.
Not supposed to go so close to your mark, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Gee, it's tough dealing with your newcomers to the media.
I'll have to project.
Gavin Morris, I'll run through some of the things you need to do in a radio studio once. Chrissy's doing really, really well.
You haven't even introduced me.
I'm about to do that right. Gee, the ego's in the studio. I thought Gav was going to be hard to deal with. But... What colour's red, Christy? There we go. Yeah, Zen. Local musician, Christy Coote. Welcome to the 2NUR FM studio.
Thank you.
How do you know this rapscallion?
Oh, it's through Adrian McRae. He's the founder of Wings of Kilimanjaro.
All right. Now, a couple of years ago, we covered it pretty well, and it didn't work out as planned. It's an amazing event that happened, and weather just turned really, really bad, Gav. And I remember when I was talking to you, and you'd have a chat to us on the air, you got sick, there were all sorts of problems, the weather went really, really bad, and we were concerned there for a while we might not get you back.
Yeah, it was a wild story in the end, and it was probably why I am going back, because there were so many incredible people that supported the project, including yourself and 2NUR FM. You guys were straight off the bat and always there first and foremost with any of these crazy things that I attempt to do. And there were so many other great people that supported, from Stephen Pickett, Karen Tippett, Benjamin up there at Hunter Valley Vintage Wings. They helped me, and Bernie Cusick and his company, and you know, and so many individuals as well that just came to the party and supported the foundation and the charity. And I just kind of always felt a little bit that I ripped everybody off, you know, that
because you didn't do it,
we didn't fly, you know. I mean, you know, everybody walks to Kilimanjaro, but you know, we were doing something different, and I had to walk down. So he was an
opportunity. The whole wings over Kilimanjaro wasn't feet over Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, exactly. And very sore thighs after walking off that hill.
So you're going back, but Christy, you're heading over now. Let me understand, is Gavin going to be the pilot and you're the passenger, or are you going to be sensible and fly with someone else?
Well, I've already had a practice run with Gav, so we're all good to go.
Oh, good.
We've done the one test.
She's good. She's done one.
So we're good to go.
Yeah. Newcastle Beach, all good.
I'm glad NASA didn't have that attitude. We've done one. We're good to go.
Yeah.
There's the moon.
Yeah,
no worries.
Hey. Look, let's remember, monkeys were the first to go into space, okay?
And you pay peanuts. Look, all jokes aside, you must be very, very excited, but there is a bigger reason for it. It's an amazing cause. And what are you trying to raise money for? What is the whole Wings Over Kilimanjaro trying to achieve?
So Wings of Kilimanjaro, we're trying to raise money, this time is towards the water projects over there, because they've built a school before, and this time it's to get more water bores and clean water over there for the folks. It's,
we really take it for granted in Australia, don't we? We think, you know, I remember living in this really blew my mind about 15 years ago. I was living in a house where we had more toilets than people living in the house. And I know that might sound funny, but you sit down and you go, hang on, there's two of us here and we've got four toilets.
Yeah.
Yet there's people, not just toilets, but fresh water. And you can virtually walk into any room and get a fresh glass of water. Not only are they walking miles, but they're walking miles for dirty water.
Every day.
It was extraordinary. I just say, after we did the Wings of Kilimanjaro last time, we went on this safari and, you know, we went into just nowhere. It would be absolutely nothing. It was bone dry desert. And then all of a sudden, kids, Maasai kids would be like, come out on the road. And, you know, they'd be wanting us to you know, have food and stuff. So, you know, we had our rations each day and, you know, you'd hand your apple out at the window and they're just so ecstatic, more ecstatic than any kid that you've ever seen at Christmas by handing an apple out of the window of the bus.
Well, the ridiculous part about it, in some parts of the world, you can get mobile phone reception but not fresh water.
Yeah, well, this is the funny thing. Now,
yeah,
I was telling Christy, Maasai now, that you know, because they have this hierarchy in their dress, they're very proud of their dress, and one of the things that they have on the side now is their mobile phone. It's all like in a sequins case and it's like the hierarchy Wanaki of the tribe, and they're able to talk to the other tribes on the other village or in the other valley, and it's very, very funny.
It's a little bit like King Julian in Madagascar.
Yeah, it really is. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. The middle of nowhere, but they're on the mobile phone.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Christy, back in 98, they had nothing like that.
Absolutely. You got any concerns? Obviously, you're in safe hands with Gavin. So much organisation goes into it, all jokes aside. What are your concerns regarding you?
Altitude sickness.
Yeah.
I've had, when I go to third world countries, I seem to be the first one that gets sick.
So whatever, belly.
So I was telling Gav before that, it wasn't very pretty when I was there back in 98, and second date was coming at both ends. So,
thanks for that.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll see how we go.
What do you do when you... It's the question. Look, I'm asking it, but everyone's thinking it this morning. So you've just taken off and it's a lovely day and you're cruising along and all of a sudden you get that tap. Yeah, you know, Gav.
I gotta go.
As in flying down.
Yeah, what do you do if you're... Well, what do you do if you're in the air and you've got to do it... You know?
See, I can't even cross my legs because Christy's in front of me, so it's even harder at the back.
I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, look, we're going to follow your progress. When are you heading off?
16th of next month. Very quick decision.
That's rolled around really quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, not for me. I've known for a year, but
I've only decided on the weekend.
What's Tarn said? What's the good lady wife said?
Oh, well, you know, everyone just said go. Just go.
I'll ask the missus when I get home. She'll be okay with it. Hey, how can we help you out? How can we support? We know there's an event happening this Saturday night. It's called WalkWiz. Very quickly, tell us about that.
So it's at Noah's on the beach, and we've got the lovely Gavin Morris as our MC.
And the band. I'm excited about the band.
Yes. Berrius. I really wish I could pronounce his surname. So it's Berrius and his Afrofusion band will be playing.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Mm. Perfect.
No, you've done well.
And thank you. And I didn't say a surname, though.
That's
so
okay.
Just go onto my Facebook page and you'll see that.
Yes.
And also, there'll be trivia.
Good.
Food and wine, etc.
Yeah, that two-course meals included
lovely.
In the price. And prizes and a raffle and auction.
Galore. Okay, we'll have some details on that on the 2NU RFM Facebook page. But if you would like to donate just a cash, how do we go about it?
If you go to the Wings of Kilimanjaro site, .com.
Yeah, follow then, through and it's and all pretty easy.
Yeah, on donate, you just find a friend.
Yeah, you'll be on there. And I've got to get on there too. See, this is so short notice, I haven't even filled out my forms yet. So I'll fill the forms out and I'll get on there as well. So all of the links
will
be...
But don't give him any money. Just
I'll consider it your money.
It's for charity. It doesn't matter who gets it.
Well, she needs to raise 10 grand.
So. Yeah, okay. And it's actually US dollars. It's not Australian.
Okay, well, that's all. By looking at the watch on Gav's wrist, he's doing all right. So,
The second hand doesn't work.
Yeah, last trip to Bali. Guys, Christy, Gav, thanks very much for coming in. We're going to follow your progress and the fact that there's going to be mobile phone communication all the way. We'll try and keep in touch as much as we can, but good luck. It's a great cause.
Thank you.
You're going to love it. Keep your legs crossed.
Yeah.
I mean for the Kilimanjaro belly. I'm getting out of here now.
2NU RFM 103.7.